This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, 7 and a half the hour. This is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us later on in this hour to work on your heart. Hopefully, you don't have an achy, breaky heart. You know what happens to a lot of people who have heart problems, Jay? They get that way because they're trying, they're control freaks. People who are angry, people, this is not everybody because some people have. They are born with heart problems or things that go on in their body that aren't natural or normal or not what you'd like to have. You know, in a perfect sense, we have a perfect body, and sometimes it gets messed up. We eat the wrong things. We drink the wrong things. We smoke the wrong things, and it has an impact on our heart. A lot of times, there are things that we do also beside that sort of thing that affects our heart. Like you look around, we're consumed with anger. All of the things, people who are afraid of this and afraid of that, and the people, news media folks and social media folks who project their fears onto other people. Think about that. We all understand what it's like to be in control. No question that we all get that. And in some ways, exerting control is a survival skill. Because people who feel like they're not in control, they don't know what to do. And I think, you're in charge of you. Being in control of your life, your body, that's cool. You are in control, or you need to take control and empower yourself. That's a word that kind of gets overused, but it came into my mind here, thinking about controlling behavior, which is kind of negative. Controlling yourself is important. Controlling others is not. And there are a lot of people who have, look around you. All the people that are trying to control you, the government wants to control what you do with your life. This is the rule. That's the rule. You have to do this. You have to do that. Best example was during COVID and how our lives were taken over by people who wanted to control us, and they were successful. To a large degree, right? We had 2 years of our lives not being our own. We had to behave in ways that were acceptable to the government. And the people who had ideas, they thought they were right. Okay, swell. To a certain extent, they were right for some people, but not right for everybody.
Yeah, and the fear with some of the unknown regarding health-wise stuff.
Right.
Especially anybody who already deals with health issues, or they have somebody that they love who's dealing with health issues, and it was a scary time, just the unknown of it, and then you're being told you can't go here, you can't go there. Mm-hmm. Some places were being fully shut down while others weren't. We were in Tennessee during this time where Nashville, Davidson County was fully shut down. All of the surrounding counties, business as usual, and most of the people from those counties travel into Nashville. So it was just one of those, like, it didn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. Exerting control over other people is unnatural. It's not normal. You control your life. Don't interfere with the other lives that are around you. You need to help support your children. To be sure, when children are growing up, they need rules. They need regulations. They need to know that they can do this and they can't do that. And that's important. It's up to you to control the youngsters in your life because that's your job as a parent. But there's also a need to teach them what's right and what's wrong, and not necessarily according to what you believe. I know that a lot of folks believe in a certain religion. They want their children to grow up and live their lives around that religion. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Same thing with politics, same thing with a lot of different. A man who is a plumber wants his son to be a plumber with him. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But let them decide. That's the bottom line. When they get to the point where they can. And then there's the everlasting discussion that we seem to be having about the children, their sexuality, and, you know, controlling. That whole thing is what a can of worms. Oy. All right, speaking of controlling, we have all these politicians that are trying to control the world. Joe Biden has made a serious mistake. I believe yesterday or the day before in a speech, he was talking about billionaires and we got to get them to pay their taxes, to pay their fair share. So he said that billionaires in America only pay on average 8% in taxes. That is 100% incorrect. The richest 1% of the people who live in this country who pay taxes, they pay 25% of the taxes that are collected by the federal government. I bet you didn't even know that, right? He started his speech, "Look, folks, you know how many billionaires we have in America today? 1,000. You know that the average tax rate, federal tax rate, is 8.5%. Raise your hand if you could trade your tax rate for 8.5%. Think. And actually, that's, I don't want to use the term lie. I think that there are, in terms of what Biden does, I mean, it's no secret that I'm not a fan. And but politicians everywhere, they come out with all of these speeches and they tell you things that aren't true. Trump is always telling people things that aren't true. And the people that look at the primaries and the stuff that's come out of the mouths of the people that are trying to get your vote, it's garbage, most of it. It's nonsense. And but you'll hear Biden say stuff again. You can be sure when the annual state of the state of the country, the state of the union, the speech, whenever that is, and he's running for president. This is his argument to impose a 25% tax on all taxpayers with wealth greater than $100 million. So he says that would raise $360 billion. What are they going to do with that $360 billion? What do they do with it now? Nobody ever says we're going to raise this much money to pay this bill or that bill, or it's going to go here, or it's going to go there. It's just, we got to raise more money. You need to pay more taxes.
That's a speck of a dent. Yeah, that's barely even a speck of a dent in the national debt anyway.
Right. It's baiting the audience. I guess that's the best word I can come up with. The effective tax rate for people who have that much money is 23.1%. And so the taxpayers who are in the 400 wealthiest taxpayers in the country paid $127 billion in income taxes last year. I don't see that I don't see anything. I actually think that that's wrong. These people are responsible for, remember, jobs don't just come out of thin air. Unless you work for the government, one of the 4 million people that work for the government in our country, that money comes from you and from me. And we get our money because we have jobs. And jobs are created because somebody is invested in an idea or a platform or either an individual or an idea. You look back to, I think I started this and I actually was nosing around yesterday. I had some time. So I'm beginning to prepare my taxes. So, okay, what can I dig up that I can talk about that'll be relevant to the people who are in our audience? And so I went back to the 16th Amendment. Remember I talked about, I think I said it was the 13th Amendment, and it's not. It was enacted in 1913, the 16th Amendment. The line reads as follows, quote, "Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived." Now, what Biden wants to do is expand on the definition of income, whatever source derived. So it doesn't say income, but it's been interpreted to mean income. But that's why people say it's unconstitutional, because the phrase "from whatever source derived," laying collecting taxes on income from whatever source derived, you know, that can be investments, it can be work, it can be whatever it is. So anyway, your tax rate is determined by the percentage of your income that is part of what you make, whether it's what I call a passive income or active income. So if you earn $50,000 a year, you paid $5,000 in taxes, your average tax rate would be 10%, right? I mean, it's pretty simple. But the numbers in your paycheck, this is the thing. Rich McFadden and I used to talk about this all the time. If everybody was paid with a check, and on the check there was you looked at what was being deducted. Mostly it's taxes or fees or whatever it is. If you belong to a union, that comes out of your pay and that sort of thing. What you contribute to.
Whether it's income tax, state tax, some of them don't have it. If you have RITA, Ohio, looking at you, well.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I don't mean to, I'm not going to belabor this point. I just wanted, I lost it. When, as I often do when I see these discussions of taxes and go get the rich and that kind of stuff, I'm by no means a rich person. I'm rich in many ways, but I don't, I've always invested my, whatever money I had, into this radio program or into my farm or into taking care of my children. That's it. I don't have, you know, I'd maybe put my hands on a couple of bucks if I had to in an emergency, but I continue to work because, A, I need to. For lots of reasons, not only because I need to pay my bills, but because it's good psychologically for me. I'm one of those people that needs to contribute. Now, do I have to have three jobs? Maybe not, but that's what I have, and it suits me. But, you know, a lot of the money that moves around to keep things going. And that's, you know, people who work for some company and they get a check and they're happy to have 8 hours a day. You know, devoted to what it is that they earn so that they can pay their bills, they can enjoy their time, take a vacation, all that sort of thing. That's great. But I think what we are doing here in the name of politics, Democrats seem to want to always tax the rich. Republicans say, no, we need to keep more of our money. And so, all right, that's pretty much, that's a general statement, but think about where your money goes. I think that's probably what the lesson is in my conversation here. Where does your money go? What do you do with it? 18 past the hour. Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275. Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's make it 23 after the hour now, the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner in our social media segment. Oftentimes we take this moment or two that we have in the, we take a rest in the action to look at other kinds of action. Some of the technology that fits into the social media world. I noticed that New York City, Jay, has issued a public health advisory about social media. The city says it's an environmental health toxin because of its impact on children. Let's go, James, will you find that clip that we have? I was talking to my sister about this last night. She invited me to her house for dinner. We were talking about the clip that came from Yellowstone, the young lady who is the wife of Luke Grimes' character, Casey. She's a teacher. And she finds the high schoolers that she's teaching to be continually distracted by their devices. So this is the best. I keep saying this, but I think it bears repeating. This is the best example that I think I've ever heard of a, it's sort of a wrap on the situation, an advisory to her students.
Look at you guys. I thought moving the class outside for a day would get you off your phones, but you're still staring at your tiny screens. Liking photos of people you've never met, commenting on their lives while they comment on yours. Do you have any idea what's happening in the world you live in? Do you think that the photo on your screen has anything to do with that world? The world you live in is slowly shrinking. There's a tiny group of men who are buying it and stripping it naked and selling you what they extract. They're raping your world and selling you what they take. I mean, they sell you the water you drink, the air you breathe, and you line up for it like sheep. They will kill your brother and steal your child and pollute everything you love. And you'll never notice because you're so hypnotized by a world that doesn't exist.
That's TikTok. That's Facebook. That's Instagram. That's X. So the city of New York says, and this is in the State of the City address. I'm not a big fan of Eric Adams, but I think he hit the nail on the head here, talking about students getting harm online, growing dangers of social media. This is a very dangerous time for youngsters, and they all want to have these screens because they're addicted. It's mesmerizing to look at this stuff.
Well, and it's not just a child thing. It's as far as the addiction goes, adults deal with it too, but the dangers do come with the children who are still so impressionable. Again, some adults are too, but so impressionable, such an easy target for people who are using social media for nefarious reasons. It's a great way to, when it's used properly, it's a great way to connect with people that you know, live close to. You can get like group chat thingies going, and you can find information as long as you are looking at well-trusted sites and accounts, and or even find out something, and then you're like, well, let me do my own research. It's a great example of teaching people how to think and search out more information rather than just what to think, but people don't practice that enough. But the whole addiction thing, my husband went to a concert just the other day, and the band was even like, look, we don't allow phones. We're not going to take your phones away from you, but we are going to ask you, don't use your phone. If we see you using your phone, you'll get kicked out. There will be a song, the very last song. We will allow everybody to take video and take photos and use your phone. But other than that, get your face out of your screen and watch the show. You paid money to be here, so enjoy the show. And a lot of people will take video, but they're posting in real time. They're not taking video to post later. And the band even made a comment of, if you are so addicted to your phone that these next 2 hours you can't be away from it, you need to seek actual help. This is a real problem. It's a real addiction. If you can't just go 2 hours without being face to phone, that's a problem, pointing it out.
Look at the people who wake up in the middle of the night and look at their phones next to their bed. You know, that kind of stuff. So Eric Adams is right. New York City is on the right path when it comes to this sort of thing. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
The ultimate bargain is free. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before you can fully type the Buy Nothing Project, Google will finish it for you. It's that popular now. Their mission statement is buy less, share more. It makes us all richer and our planet cleaner. You can give away or ask for whatever you want free. Appliances, workout gear, concert and event and travel tickets, and intangibles. Offer the world your photo or poem or short story. Offer people near you that stack of bricks or fish tank you want to get rid of. Check it out at buynothingproject.org and the Buy Nothing app for Apple and Android devices. And poke around Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plans. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A first-of-its-kind execution is set to take place in Alabama. USA's Corey Myers has details.
U.S. Supreme Court justices rejecting an effort to stop the country's first-ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. Kenneth Eugene Smith, serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988, while Smith reportedly requested the new execution method, his lawyer still appealed, claiming the gas poisoning would violate the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment.
Former Trump White House aide Peter Navarro is being sentenced to 4 months in prison. Navarro was convicted of contempt of Congress in September for not complying with a subpoena issued by the January 6th House Select Committee. Navarro's team argued during sentencing that he believed he could not comply with the committee's subpoena due to executive privilege. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
Now, I admit to not knowing what that's from. Most of the time, I can figure out what's the...
That's from Friends.
Really?
It's an iconic scene where they're moving a couch up a staircase.
Uh-huh.
And the couch won't fit in an area unless they pivot.
The entire time we were moving into my apartment, my dad kept saying, pivot, pivot.
So that's obviously well known. I don't know. I never watched a lot of Friends. I like the feeling of the six of them together. whenever I did see them, and a friend of mine, actually, Brendan's wife's mother was a producer on that show, and it was apparently quite a great experience for everybody. So, anyway, it's good. Most people remember it, and I didn't. So what's wrong with that? I'm not perfect. There are lots of things I don't know anything about, and that makes me vulnerable, which makes me, I think, a good human being and a good radio host. We all need to be a little more vulnerable, if you will. And then there are other days I may feel vulnerable some days, and other days I feel quite astute, frankly, and confident about what I'm doing, not only in the air, but with my decisions and other things I'm involved with. Do you find yourself pondering your career, for example, or your decisions that you make with the people you live with? Do you make long-term plans? Are you clear about what your intentions are? Do you have passion in your work, in your life, in your heart, in your mind? It sounds like I'm Joel Osteen. But I think that these things are, you know, they're part of what we need to include in our life. Your work is to make a better life for you and the people you care about. And you explore opportunities all the time. Infuse your life with passion. Get excited. Consider things. You know, like your job, my father used to say to me, the day you wake up and you don't want to go to work, you better go find another job. But how many people, I think we said this yesterday, the day before, Jay, spend their lives just waiting until it's over, right? Oh, my God, when you have so much potential. So what options can you consider today, whether it's your work, whether it's your home life, whatever it is, what can you do to...
Finding that work-life balance?
Yeah. Passion, excitement, motivation, energy, all of those words are great. I think they contribute to a level of success and fulfillment that makes people's lives worth living. The old Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, nobody remembers him probably but me. He wrote a book called, and he did a radio show called Life is Worth Living. And it sure as heck is. More, the more you dedicate yourself to your tasks and to, it comes to a point with some that it's effortless, right? You just automatically think about somebody else. And here's an example of that. A teenager invented a gadget which will transform dementia care. And this was done because he was concerned about his grandmother. This youngster, self-confessed nerd, loves robotics, loved his grandmother. And so he created this new invention that will greatly improve care for his grandmother and ultimately for Alzheimer's patients all around the world. This kid was 12 years old when he was out and about. A summer of 2018, he saw his grandmother go into the kitchen to make tea. When she left the room, she left the gas on. She couldn't remember to turn it off. So that got him to thinking. He knew what was going on. And so his grandmother diagnosed with Alzheimer's, I guess that year or the year before. She since has passed away, but this kid invented what is called the Alpha Monitor, which is a badge-like monitoring device that sends alerts if the person wearing it wanders off, is in unfamiliar circumstances. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she used to get up early in the morning, go outside. She thought she was on a train. And so this young kid, very smart, interested in his grandmother, as I say, came up with this device that was wearable. And it's like it kind of looks like a heart, a pacemaker thingamabobber. Only it relates more to your mind than it does to your heart.
Yeah.
God loves
and it sends
the
alerts to loved ones. Well, he even had enough wherewithal, too, to, he was like, it can't act like a watch. It can't be like a watch because if it's uncomfortable, if it gets heavy, if it's something that people regularly take off, then the patient could possibly take it off. It has to be something that they wouldn't barely even notice that it's on them. And
exactly. Yeah, like a
and it's Bluetooth
Fitbit.
Capable, yep.
In a sense. Yeah, something like that. All right, well, that's a good news story. If I've heard one today, that's a good one. I'm looking around at the political landscape. It's going to be hard for us to, as much as I don't want to, it's going to be hard for us to escape some of this stuff, Jay. So we just have to live with it. I have, remember, was it last week, the week before, I said, and I certainly can't be the only one who is thinking this, the most vulnerable issue for Republicans is Roe v. Wade, more specifically, and the ramifications of abortion. And then the Democrats have this immigration albatross around their necks, and they don't seem to be able to get out of their own way. Neither of these parties. That's kind of why I say they've become irrelevant. The parties haven't done, you know, they keep talking about this. They keep, you know, we know what the problem is, but what's being done? Nothing. Because they can't get out of their own way because they're all too busy worried about being reelected. That's it. In a nutshell, all the problems that we have in our country are related to the electoral process. And to, maybe that's a big statement, but that's my feeling, that the parties become so beholden to certain events, certain issues, certain people, certain groups, that they can't get out of their own way. And thus, you have these nine problems that aren't getting taken care of. Trump will bounce all over Biden because of the immigration issue. He'll point to the wall, and people of both parties are going to agree with him because it is a disaster. It's a mess, and I think it's fairly easily fixed, but I must be in the minority. But I'll tell you one thing, Jay. What I'm looking at when I nose around in this arena, the issues that young people are interested in, the young voters who have been polled so far in the youngsters who are voting, first-time voters in a presidential election and in the primaries and that sort of thing, if you're under 30, pretty much all of you are leaning left of center. And you'll make a difference voting for Democrats. A lot of young people under 30 like Joe Kennedy, whether you like, what's his face, Robert Kennedy, whether you like it or not, those people are going to have, that's where the, when you look at the polls, that's where the strength is coming from for Kennedy. He's attracting younger voters by far more than either Biden or Trump. Trump has very, very, very few. You can count them on your hands, people under 30 who are going to vote for Trump. And for in the mainstay, that's the same problem that Biden has. Kennedy doesn't have that problem because he has not. He's not beholden to the Democrats. Democrats despise him. And the Republicans see him as a problem taking votes away from Trump. So as far as I'm concerned, hooray. Right? Think about it, though. If you have children that are under 30, do you talk to them about what their political preferences are? And do you listen to them if they disagree with you? Or do you shut them out? Because you don't want to have somebody.
Their own opinions. Not just
of course they do.
Opinions, not the opinions of others.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of youngsters are doing, you know, we talk about all of the stuff with the, you know, smartphones and devices and stuff. But I see a lot of these young people who are digging around. They care deeply about social issues, especially. They care about the economy. They care about their job, affordable living. You know, there's this whole thing now floating around about there was an article over the weekend that I read on the plane that focused basically on the renting society. That is, people who are not of all ages who are not buying homes anymore, they're renting homes. They don't want to, they either don't want to or they don't have the money to put into a down payment. Mm-hmm. So, and they don't like the interest rates on mortgages, so they'll rent.
The down payment and the property tax will get people. And
what's
astounding is that the monthly rental fee is typically more expensive than the monthly mortgage fee.
Yeah,
but
right.
It doesn't take into account that down payment and the property taxes again.
Yeah.
And then if you live in an HOA, those are additional fees. It's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Anyway, so the latest foolishness from Trump is he threatened to blacklist anybody who's giving money to Haley at this point. So he must be worried about her, because otherwise he wouldn't pull out some of the stunts that he's doing. You know, just the usual nasty stuff. If you are donating to Haley, you'll be permanently barred from the Magagas. Okay. All right, Donald. Do your thing. Here's the Pope speaking of people doing their thing, Jay. Holocaust Remembrance Day on his mind. He says this should remind the world that war can never be justified. Amen to that, Pope Francis. Recalling the extermination of the Jews. Call for, this is a Holocaust Day of Remembrance, I think, isn't it this week?
It's Saturday.
Remember that? Saturday, yeah, okay. He referred to the commemoration, which is something this year that people are concerned about because of what's going on with the Israelis in Gaza and the rise in anti-Semitism all around the world, and mostly due to the ignorance of people who don't know what's really going on there. The remembrance, condemnation also of the extermination of all the Jews. This ought to be on people's minds, and it's on the Pope's mind, obviously. Italy's Jewish community denouncing the anti-Semitic sentiment in their country. France, same thing. The head of the Jewish community in Italy announcing that marathons around Italy that have traditionally marked past Holocaust Remembrance Days have been canceled this year because of security concerns. Once again, here we have people that don't have a clue that are protesting you can find, certainly criticize how Netanyahu's running the war, but there's way, way too much anti-Semitism brought about mostly by ignorance. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour, good day, health time. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus as we investigate a number of things. These are questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken, if you're new to the program, Ken Kronhaus is a cardiologist. He specializes in preventative heart care. Has a fabulous, I love going to Florida where his clinic is. Lake Cardiology is down in Mildura, Florida. You can visit with him there if you choose to. Go down. This time of year is a great time to go down there, make an appointment. You ought to. It's called 352-735. But did I start this sentence with y'all? I think it did not. Y'all call 352-735-1400, y'all, and go visit with Ken. Get your circulatory system checked out. He's so good at understanding what's going on all over your body. You can get that checked out as well. But you can't get it checked out if you don't call him. 352-735-1400. And by the way, questions for Dr. Ken. Some of the questions that we use come from you when you dial us up. You can leave questions at 855-999-3684. All right, anytime, day or night, any day of the week, 855. Go slower, Doug. 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken. A lot of the questions this week come sort of on the heels of all this COVID news. Is it true that because of COVID there is a surge in flu? Maybe the better question here, Ken, is how is the surge in flu? I've had it. We've all been talking about this. How does it connect to COVID-19 infections? And how does that, as a cardiologist, how do either the flu or COVID infections affect your heart?
Well, these respiratory infections, Doug, this time of year, flu, COVID-19, RSV, they can trigger heart complications from the fever, the dehydration that the fever can cause, and also from this excess inflammation. So people who have heart disease or people who have risk factors for heart disease have to be a little extra cautious from getting these. And if you do get them, take good care of them.
Yeah.
The state of California, the state of Oregon have announced this week that they are dropping all of their CDC rules. Are they behind the times? Haven't most of the other states already dropped the CDC rules? And I guess when we talk about CDC rules, what are we talking about? The California state government says that there's a reduced impact from COVID. That's a kind of a duh. But what do you make of that?
Well, I think you have to take this on each location. You have to know what's going on in your hospital, in your county, because this really does vary. The incidence of these various respiratory infections vary from county to county, and these recommendations are based on how active these infections are in your locality.
Mm-hmm. There's a question here about the cost of drugs. Apparently, there is, I think I saw this out of the corner of my eye when I was looking at something over the weekend about Big Pharma. Why are drugs, I guess that the question to you and to all of us is trying to understand why drugs are so much more expensive here in our country than they are pretty much anywhere else in the world. Is that just because they can charge more, or what do you believe is the cost? I know a lot of your patients are frustrated. Certainly they ought to be with the price of drugs, right?
Boy, why don't you ask me the easy questions?
That's for tomorrow.
Part of the cost may be where they're being made, and unfortunately too many of our drugs have been moved offshore, Doug, which I know how you feel about that, and part of that may be adding to the cost. Also, in different countries, there's cost controls, what you can charge. And I think a lot of that has to deal with why there's varying charges for these various products. And also the quality of production in some countries, they vary. And just because it's called a certain ingredient, there's a lot more to medications than just the active ingredient. So how it's put together may vary in the production factories from places to place.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can vision problems indicate Alzheimer's? Question for Dr. Ken.
Doug, this comes out of some recent research that imagine that a sign more predictive than memory loss that you're bound to get dementia. Strange visual disturbances occur early in about 10% of Alzheimer's cases. And when this happens, it almost always signals impending arrival of the disease. The condition is called posterior cortical atrophy, and it involves changes in vision, and it will bring on Alzheimer's.
All right. Word of the wise from Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken here at 59 After on Good Day Health.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.